All right, guys. Happy Monday. It's another week. Happy holiday to those of you that are listening. I guess quite a few hosts have taken the day off, but I already had my vacation, so we're going to go forward with a live show today. Just wanted to mention, it looks like Friday, I'm actually not going to be doing part two, I guess it would be part three, of my talk on Zionism, as I had mentioned on Friday, this past Friday, because somebody had gotten back to me. I intended to schedule them for the following week, but they had this Friday open, and I didn't want to blow them off because I had had to bump them before. In fact, it's Constance Cumby. So I've really been wanting to get her on. So she'll be on this Friday. I'll be picking up the Zion, the Zionist thing the following week, probably a week from this Friday is when I'll be picking up with that. You don't want to miss that, guys. I'll be talking about the protocols. I'll be finishing up the discussion, what I was talking about last week. By the way, I got an email, not a very positive one. I don't know if this person is listening. She said she wasn't going to be. That's pretty sad. But let me stress once again, let me make this abundantly clear. I certainly did that last week. Obviously, she must have only listened to 5 minutes of the show. When you speak against Zionism, you are not speaking against Jews, against Judaism, against citizens of the nation of Israel. You are speaking against a corrupt cabal that runs the nation of Israel. It is, in fact, a political school of thought, a political ideology. That's all Zionism is. Most Zionists are not Jews, and most Jews are not Zionists. Okay? Let's get that clear and straight once and for all. That's why I call this show The Truth Hurts. Zionism is an evil force in the world, an incredibly evil force, one of the biggest proponents of world government. The truth does hurt for a lot of people because A, they just can't handle the truth, or B, they don't even know what you're saying when you share the truth with them. They don't listen long enough because they've been so completely and thoroughly bombarded with propaganda. Zionism is evil, and if you can't handle that, well, you don't like the truth. Go somewhere else. There's plenty of other stations that play lies. Go listen to them. But on here, we're going to talk about the truth that Zionism is evil. I guess you're a little evil yourself if you can't handle that. Oh, I can't stand. Thank God I only got one negative response on that. I hope that person smacks their head against the wall and knocks some sense into themselves. But if not, well, hey, whatever. There's 10,000 of them born every second. All right, guys. Great guest lined up today. We got Robert Arthur up in Canada. He's an expert on land rights, talking about how internationally, not just here, with that phony eminent domain garbage that Bush pulled, his little sleazy piece of legislation there. It's not just here that nations and indeed international multinational corporations are stealing private land. It's going on all around the world, and what he points out is they have no precedent for doing this, no matter what country we're talking about. Internationally, nobody, no government or corporation has any right to touch people's land the way that they're going about it. So he's going to be talking about that. Should be real interesting. He said there's been some really mind-blowing new developments regarding that recently, so he's going to be sharing that with us. I have no idea what he's talking about, so it's going to be new information for all of us, I'm sure. All right, guys. Stick with us. I'll go over some quick announcements, and then I'll be introducing our guests when we get back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We might be having some trouble with the guest here. This has happened before. I was scheduled to have him on, about a month ago. I think it was actually in July. And something happened, got the wires crossed, But back then, I had booked him several weeks in advance, and I didn't call him to remind him. This time, I just called him last week. Wednesday, Thursday, maybe even Friday. I forget now, but I just booked him last week. And we've got so far a no-show. So I don't think I'm going to be scheduling this guy again. Sounded like he was going to have some interesting stuff to share. And he sounded pretty enthused. Yeah, this will be great. I got a bunch of new developments that have occurred, and well, he's just not answering the phone. So, I guess we'll go into part three of Zionism today. In which case, if I'm going to get jumping into that, we might as well not even bother trying to contact him again, because I don't want to get in the middle of that and then have to stop. So, yeah, I guess we'll do that. RBN, we'll just go with the Zionism thing. I don't know. I don't know if I'm even going to rebook him. This is crazy. I can't stand when people do this. Very annoying. Anyway, let me just mention, guys, once again, Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism, still available here at RBN for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. Excellent DVD, exposing the New World Order, the fraudulence of the Federal Reserve banking system, fraudulence of the income tax. You can get that by dialing 800-724-2719 or by going to republicbroadcasting.org, or you can send your check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, and that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Good old Aaron Russo, God rest his soul, good man, did a great work. He certainly will not be forgotten. Did a lot for the cause of patriotism, the cause of truth. And he'll definitely be missed. I just found out the other day, I didn't realize this, I had wanted to get him on the show, you know. But then I gave up on it because, you know, I heard that he had terminal cancer. But then I heard that he was doing interviews again. So I was planning on getting in touch with him sometime this fall. And, of course, now that's not going to happen. But it would have been all the more an interesting interview when I found out that I was a major Zeppelin fan years ago, back in my teen days, Led Zeppelin. And I found out that he was the one who was instrumental in first bringing Zeppelin to the United States. He gave them their first debut here. He booked them here at a club or whatever. I think in Chicago. So that was pretty interesting. I was going to ask him about that too, but of course that's not going to happen. But I had no idea that that was the case. That's pretty interesting. Anyway, guys, yeah, it looks like I'm going to go into part three today of Zionism. So let's see if I get any more negative emails criticizing me that I'm an anti-Semite. Oh, knock it off. Let me state emphatically once again, I am not an anti-Semite. I have many friends who are of the Jewish persuasion. And it so happens that those people do not like the Israeli government. They recognize that the Israeli government is not infallible. Far to the contrary, the Israeli government is downright evil, as are just about every other, just about every other government on the planet. Okay? By nature, governments are evil. Yes, even Israel. Imagine that. Blasphemy! Oh, snap out of it, people. Man, you have been so inundated. Not all of you, of course, but certain ones, you know who you are, have been so inundated with propaganda for so long by your religious / political leaders that you just can't think outside the box. Man. Get a new set of crutches. Obviously, yours are broken. They can't hold you up. Better yet, your leg healed a long time ago. Walk on your own 2 feet. Man, I just marvel at how gullible and downright stupid some people can be. So yeah, we're definitely going to give up on the Robert Arthur for today. He's not answering the phone. He's not. So we're just going to go ahead with the part three of Zionism. And here we go, guys. So the question comes to us. I was finishing off on Friday talking about the USS Liberty, and I don't think I answered the most important question. Why would they have tried to sink the Liberty? There's no question that was done on purpose. I read from some major U.S. officials who stated that it was, you know, a lie. Their claim that it was an accident was an obvious, blatant, bold-faced lie. It was not an accident. They knew exactly what they were doing. What they did was done in broad daylight. And, you know, I read from Secretary of State Dean Rusk, who is not a very reputable, very respectable person, of course. He was a Council on Foreign Relations member. But nevertheless, he was being straightforward in this regard. He wasn't pulling any punches here. You know, Alan Dulles, another prominent CFR member, yet he wasn't a very big fan of Israel either. So, I mean, these people had some redeeming qualities. Rusk, back in the 90s, just before he died, he said, I didn't buy their story then, and I don't buy it now. He said, their claim that, you know, it was an accident is just hogwash. It was no accident. It was broad daylight. They saw the flag flying high, and we know that from the testimony given by some of the pilots who flew those sorties. You know, the Israeli pilots, they said, yeah, we radioed in. We said, this is not a hostile ship, blah, blah, blah. And they were told, you got your orders, carry them out. Unbelievable. Anyway, but the question still remains, why would Israel have wanted to sink this ship? They didn't, but they tried. They filled it with holes for several hours, killing over 200 men. Why did they want to sink it? Guys, they wanted to frame Egypt. At that time, they were at war with Egypt. They wanted to wipe it out. But they wanted us to do it, of course, not them. As always, they get the U.S. to do its dirty work for them, just like in Iraq, just like what they're planning to do in Iran. Could happen any day now. Iran's going to get attacked for Israel. Oh, how anti-Semitic of me to speak against the corruption of Israel through their lobbyist groups like IPAC, getting us to fight their wars for them. I'm so anti-Semitic. We should just fight their wars and smile and be happy about it. What a bunch of mindless fools. I wish that person was listening and would call in. Set them straight. I'm anti-Semitic because I'm protesting Israel succoring us to fight their wars for them. Imagine such a thing. I'm not a truther, like she thought. Oh, give me a break. Anyway, just like with the Levant affair, guys, Israel wanted to set up Egypt so that the U.S. and or Britain would attack and take out their enemy for them. That's the same old game they always play, just like the U.S. Army manual stated that I quoted from last week. I believe it was on Thursday. The U.S. Army manual stated back in 2000 edition, that the Mossad is cunningly devious and has the ability to attack U.S. sites and make it look like an Arab-Muslim act. There you go. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. False flag operations. Maybe like 9/11, hmm? Israel has benefited tremendously from 9/11. Yes. Oh, that doesn't exonerate our little thugs in Washington. They certainly played their part, at least in the cover-up, just like with the USS Liberty. But it's beginning to look more and more like Israel probably orchestrated the 9/11 attacks, guys. Oh, U.S. firms played their part, too. You know, you had Controlled Demolition, Inc. there on the scene, helping out bringing down the towers, no question about that. As their own website states, we specialize in contracting with the Pentagon for handling sensitive projects domestically. Go check it out for yourself. Controlled Demolition, Inc.'s website actually makes that statement. Click on government, then you'll see at the top of the page, DOD, Department of Defense. What would a controlled demolition company be doing contracting with the Pentagon for handling sensitive domestic projects? Think about it. But anyway, you know, there's no question U.S. government officials, U.S. corporations took part in this whole thing, but it looks like Israel did play their role. We have the Fox News report from Carl Cameron, in which he stated that the role played by these Israeli agents that were arrested, you know, the ones dancing across the bay as the towers were burning, and then it emerged, whoops, they're not Arabs, they're Israelis. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's your tickets home, boys, at American taxpayers' expense. Have a good day. These same Israeli agents were mentioned by Carl Cameron in his report, December of 2001, as having played a role in the 9/11 attacks. But he said, we cannot mention the role that they played because this information is classified. Unbelievable. For national security reasons. You know, that's getting really old, isn't it? Just like, anti-Semitic if you speak against Israel. That's really getting old and stale. Anyway, again, the most likely reason for bombing and trying to sink the USS Liberty was that this intelligence ship, the reasons were twofold. Not only to set up Israel so that the U.S. would attack it for them, but also, guys, I can't forget to mention this. This is brought out by who wrote Body of Secrets? My mind's going on me. I almost said James Bovard, but no, that wasn't him. Son of a gun. My mind just went blank. Anyway. Body of Secrets. Bamford. James Bamford. I knew it was James something. Somebody else I'm trying to get on the show, by the way, but I can't seem to find any contact info for him. If anybody has contact info for James Bamford, or for that matter, James Bovard, I'm trying to get a hold of him too, Bovard, send it to me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. And again, Hertz is spelled Hertz. I can't for the life of me get any contact info on those guys. But anyway, in his book, Bamford states that another reason for wanting to target the USS Liberty was because it was, in fact, a naval intelligence ship. And they felt that it could expose them as having been the ones who attacked Egypt first and not the other way around. They were trying to make it look like Egypt had attacked them and they had an excuse for wanting to go to war. But, in fact, it was the other way around, and so they didn't want that news getting out to the public. Anyway, guys, commercial break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your anti-Semitic host, Charlie Giuliani. Oh, right. Give me a break. Anyway, continuing on here. So the reason for Israel wanting to take out the USS Liberty was twofold. They wanted to get a pretext for, you know, the U.S. Destroying or attacking Egypt on their behalf so they wouldn't have to do it. And also, they wanted to get rid of this intelligence ship because it had gathered very damning intelligence against it, because it wanted to tell the world that it was being attacked by Egypt, when in reality, it would have been Egypt counteracting an attack that initially was launched against Egypt by Israel. So, and as always, guys, Washington did nothing about it. LBJ was actually recorded as saying, I want that blank blank ship to sink to the bottom. So he wanted it to go down. Far from, you know, he wanted a pretext for more wars too. And of course, he was a big Israel butt kisser. Yeah. Interestingly enough, JFK was not. Now, you can add that to the lists of reasons why they wanted to get rid of him. They had tons of them, but that was another one. He wanted to cut off support for Israel. Ha! Imagine that. And interestingly enough, every president since him has been kissing the old buttage there. I guess you could say Carter was somewhat of an exception. He certainly is now. Oh, he certainly is now. And for that, he's being called senile and every other imaginable name in the book. Unbelievable. Anyway, let's see. Okay, Israel was also preparing to attack at the time to attack Syria to seize its strategic Golan Heights. Washington had warned Israel not to invade Syria because it did not respond to Israel's attack on Egypt. Of course, Israel decided to go ahead with its plans anyway. Why is Israel going to listen to the U.S.? The U.S. is always going to do what Israel wants and shut its mouth when it doesn't listen to Washington, so it doesn't care what it does or doesn't do. We'll just cut you off from IPAC donations. But according to James Bamford's Body of Secrets, Israel's offensive against Syria was abruptly postponed when the USS Liberty appeared off of Sinai. It was only after this ship was knocked out of commission that Israel finally went ahead with its planned Syrian invasion. You see, USS Liberty stood in the way of that invasion. Obviously, guys, Israel's claim that Syria had attacked it and or Egypt had been disproved by this troublesome intelligence ship, or would have been disproved. It was an obstacle that had to be removed. And again, Washington jumped right in, as always, bailing out Israel. This was an act of aggression, an act of war, is what it was. Many nations in the past have gone to war over less than that. This was an act of war, and yet here we are being told that Israel is our friend and that you are anti-Semitic if you say otherwise. Sorry, it doesn't work anymore, okay? That little Trump card doesn't hold any water any more than the national security excuse when the CIA is caught dealing drugs.
Oh, that's national security. You can't divulge any information. You can't take us to court. You can't question about that because it's national security.
You know, this has got to stop. This is getting really old, really fast. All right, guys, we got Dave in California. Dave, I assure you, I'm not anti-Semitic, but welcome to the show, Dave.
Good morning, Mr. Hertz. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm a little out of character this morning. Ordinarily, I'll call and rant and agree with people, but I thought maybe you might be willing to debate just a little bit on the Israeli connection and how deep it really goes.
Okay.
Okay, well, to begin with, I'd like to point out that I'm not anti-Semitic either. I am definitely anti-Zionist.
Yeah, same
and
here.
And I recently saw an interesting DVD, Jews Against Zionism. Have you seen that?
No, but I know they have a website.
Oh, it's fascinating. It out. It appears that the Hasidic Jews are really against everything that the Zionist movement is doing, and they don't get any airtime or play on it. And it fleshes things out in a completely different non-anti-Semitic way. I mean, they've got guy in there with the locks and everything talking about this stuff. So
yeah, in fact, I just sent an email out last night to them and a couple other similar websites. I'm hoping to get, you know, because it'd be great to get an actual, you know, Jewish person that recognizes the dangers of this. Who's going to call them anti-Semitic?
Right, and it was very fascinating. He goes through the history of it all and how the Zionists are essentially following a policy that's totally against the Talmud, which is Jewish. Torah.
If you Google Jews debate Zionists, you'll see some fascinating videos on Google and whatnot, Yahoo. I've seen some where they're actually getting spit upon, and they're talking real quiet, real humble.
Right.
They're not raising their voices, but the Zionist Jews are like, "You're evil! You deserve to die!" And, you know, they're just spitting on them. It's unbelievable.
Okay, well, anyway, so my question is this. If, in fact, the Zionist power structure...
Oh, you want to hold on? We got to go to commercial
break?
Yeah. All right, stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it.
A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got David in California on the line. Yeah, go ahead, Dave, you were saying. Are you there, Dave?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay. If, in fact, it was the Zionists who were in the power structure, the command structure of the 9/11 attacks, I just sort of got like a little brief list of the people that I think were directly involved, and I'd like to know if you've got direct connections between these people and the Zionists. I'd like to hear it. I'll just run them down. We've got Bush Sr. in the CIA and Tenet. We've got Myers. We've got Cheney in the bunker in the direct command structure, sort of interfering
well,
with
Oh yeah, there's no question they were all involved. But okay. I'm saying probably, you know, to some degree, Israel had a role in this. I don't know what. You know, how much. But a lot of those boys in Washington that are supposed to be U.S., public servants are, in fact, Zionists. Wolfowitz, Pearl,
Cheney,
Thief, Abrams. Yeah, Cheney, Rumsfeld.
Right.
You got Chertoff with dual citizenship.
Right.
But we know this because we have the Carl Cameron report. He said that these Israelis that were arrested did play a role, but they couldn't elaborate on what that role was because of national,
They were just there to document the event, right?
Right. Yeah. Sure.
Oh, well, do you think it's the globalists running the Zionists as a means of keeping the wars going that they want to run, or do you think it's?
When it comes to the globalist cabal, nobody's running anybody. They're all working in cahoots. The Zionists, of course, play a major role in the push for the New World Order. As a matter of fact, the Rothschilds, which really are the economic fathers of the New World Order. are hardcore Zionists. They're the ones who drafted up the, the Balfour Declaration there, you know.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, they've been major proponents of creating the State of Israel and, you know, funding the whole thing from behind the scenes. They're hardcore Zionists.
How powerful is that family now? I knew that in 1900 they owned basically half the world, and then they crashed the economy and all that. It must have gained more power since then.
Oh, yeah. They like to remain low profile, but they're at the helm of everything. They created all the world's central banks. They started the Rockefellers, you know, the Carnegies, the Morgans. They all got their kickstart from them and take their orders from them. They are, in fact, the most powerful, most wealthy family, probably the only thing on the planet that has more money than them. The only entity would be the Vatican Bank. That's according to the CIA fact book, anyway. They say the Vatican Bank has the most holdings of any bank, apparently even more than the Rothschilds.
Well, they certainly do have a history of funding war.
Oh, yeah, sure. And, of course, that, you know, they're major proponents of the New World Order, too, the Vatican, at the highest levels. They want to be the head of the emerging world religion. I'll be doing a show on that at some point coming up.
Oh, boy, I'll be signing up for that one.
Yeah, right.
Well, thanks for talking to me.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate your call.
Okay, so long.
Yeah, you know, guys, I don't profess to say that any one group was behind 9/11 or any one group is behind the New World Order. They're all involved in it. And there's no question, I'm not exonerating U.S. government officials, you know, being involved in 9/11. They definitely played a role. You know, yeah, you had Cheney there giving the stand-down orders in the bunker in the White House, blah, blah, blah. They all played a key role. You had U.S. corporations. These things are always multifaceted. In fact, the bigger the operation, the more people need to be involved, the more agencies, organizations, and that's what happened with 9/11. It's massive. It's huge. But Israel definitely played their role, and they definitely had you know, their fingerprints all over this. There's plenty of evidence, and they definitely gained from it. That's always the first question that you ask. Who stood to gain? And we see that many U.S. officials in Washington and this administration have gained and continue to gain from the 9/11 attacks. In fact, those who have read Mike Pearson, The Fog of 9/11 book, have seen where I quote from Bush, from Cheney, from Rumsfeld, from Condoleezza, Ashcroft, on and on and on. Shortly after 9/11, they referred to those attacks as, quote, a great opportunity. So while the rest of the nation was in mourning, here they were, you know, celebrating, calling it a great opportunity, like it was some wonderful thing. I mean, it's just astonishing. But it is. It was and still is to them a wonderful thing. It's a great opportunity. Well, they didn't use the word wonderful, but although Rumsfeld did, referring to there's that video there. It's all over the Internet. He's giving someone a tour of his office a few years ago. And he says, oh, there's a piece of the plane that hit the Pentagon, i.e. missile. And he says, and by the way, he referred to it as a missile, tongue-in-cheek, I'm sure. And, of course, he referred to the plane in Pennsylvania as being shot down. He made a lot of little slip-ups. So maybe they weren't. Maybe it's just psychological warfare. They're just throwing it in your face. Ha-ha, yeah, we did shoot it down. Ha-ha, it was a missile. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, he says, this is a wonderful memento from that day. Yeah, it's wonderful for them. Bush was asked the end of 2001 to reflect back on the year, and he said, overall, for me and Laura, it's been a wonderful year. Yeah, oh yeah, as you look at your stock portfolio, you little scoundrel, White House stealing fraud artist. Anyway, let me pick up here, guys, with another wonderful aspect of this great nation that is our number one ally in the Middle East and apparently in the whole world too. Well, it's certainly a great ally to our politicians who get their pockets fattened on a daily basis through IPAC. They love them. But here's something else wonderful that this great ally of ours that calls you anti-Semitic when you question its corrupt policies. Another wonderful thing Israel has done over the years is spying on us. Now, I've already mentioned the Kyle Cameron thing. Let me go into that in a little more detail. He did a four-part series, as I mentioned, beginning on December 12, 2001, on Fox News. And you can download those videos. They're all over the Internet. But guess what? If you go to Fox News' website today, you won't see them there anymore. It's been taken down. They've removed it from their site. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, I wonder how Cameron got that past Rupert Murdoch, himself a hardcore Zionist, who owns, of course, Fox News. Anyway, in part one of this series, Cameron reported, quote, "Since September 11, more than 60 Israelis have been arrested or detained. Either, of course, eventually they let them all go, and there's no record of their interrogation, but nevertheless, more than 60 have been arrested or detained," he said, "either under the new Patriot anti-terror law or for immigration violations. A handful of active, a handful of active Israeli military were among those detained, according to investigators, who say that some of the detainees also failed polygraph questions when asked about alleged surveillance activities against and in the United States." Guys, now keep in mind, if these were Arabs, Muslims, they would have sent them to Guantanamo Bay, they would have been tortured, they would have disappeared by now or turned up dead somewhere floating down the river. But Israeli agents, even part of the Israeli military apparatus, can be caught doing this, and, oh, that's no problem. They might interrogate them, but there's no record of the interrogations. The whole thing is covered up, swept under the rug, and they fly them back home at taxpayer expense. This is unbelievable. Oh, but am I still anti-Semitic if I question this? Oh, people who say that need a slap upside the head. Wake them out of their delusion. Unbelievable. And why do you think that? Is it because John Hagee has told you that you're anti-Semitic, that you're going against God if you question the policies of Israel? Apparently they can spy on us. Apparently they can blow up our ships. They can set bombs off in our embassies. And that's A-okay because God said so. Well, you got the wrong God, baby. He goes on, Carl Cameron, in his report, to say this: "There is no indication that the Israelis were involved in the 9/11 attacks, but investigators suspect that the Israelis may have gathered intelligence about the attacks in advance and not shared it." You know, I forgot he made this statement. That's very interesting, because later on, I think it's in part three or four or whatever, he actually says that evidence linking the, well, actually, no, I guess he's referring to the Israelis specifically that were dancing across the harbor in the white van. Yeah, so I guess he didn't contradict himself. But he did mention that those Israelis were connected with the 9/11 attacks. In fact, he said evidence linking these Israelis with the 9/11 attacks is classified. We cannot talk about it. I'll be reading that quote word for word in a minute here. I believe that is word for word, though. He goes on to say, a highly placed investigator said that there are tie-ins, but when asked for details, he flatly refused to describe them, saying, here it is, it's right here. Evidence linking these Israelis to 9/11 is classified. I cannot tell you about evidence that has been gathered. It's classified information. So, you know, his previous statement a moment ago I just read obviously is incorrect. He said there's no evidence to link them, no evidence that we're allowed to see. But there is evidence. We just can't know about it. It's classified. But, oh, they're still our friends. Well, and we can still trust them. They're our number one ally. Oh, yeah, there's evidence linking them with the attacks, but we can't tell you about it. It's classified. But don't worry, they're still our friends. You can trust them. And it's anti-Semitic if you talk against them. And just to make sure you don't talk against them, we're going to get that hate crime bill passed sooner or later. It didn't pass this last time, but don't worry, we're going to still push it. We'll sneak it in under another bill, whatever we have to do. But that's no reason to be paranoid or suspicious. You can trust them, but we don't want you to talk against them, and we're going to arrest you sooner or later if you do. Unbelievable. Man, oh, flippin' man. Fox News, he goes on to say, has learned that one group of Israelis spotted in North Carolina recently is suspected of keeping an apartment in California to spy on a group of Arabs whom the United States says is also investigating for links to terrorism. Numerous classified documents, notice, classified, national security. Guys, they only do that because they got something to hide. That's all there is to it. all their classified documents, top secret, national security. It's because they're involved in outrageous, monstrous, evil, scandalous crimes and corruption, and they don't want you to know about it. Their security is at stake, nothing to do with national security. The biggest threat to national security is their criminal activity. Numerous classified documents obtained by Fox News indicate that even prior to September 11th, as many as 140 other Israelis had been detained or arrested in a secretive and sprawling investigation into suspected espionage by Israelis in the United States. Notice, espionage. He comes right out and calls it by name. That's exactly what it is. But does anything happen again? No. They fly them back home, and they cover the whole thing up under the banner of national security. I mean, who's the real national security threat here? This is a foreign country caught red-handed spying on us. But you can't know anything about it. You know, they admit they're engaged in espionage. That's obviously a threat to national security, but you can't know anything about it. Oh, God help us, man. This is unbelievable. It goes on. Kyle Cameron continues. Investigators from numerous government agencies are part of a working group that's been compiling evidence since the mid-90s. These documents detail hundreds of incidents in cities and towns across the country that investigators say, quote, may well be an organized intelligence gathering activity. Duh! Of course it is. What the heck do you think they're doing? Here's another one. Don't mind me, guys. I hope you can understand. I understandably get upset with this stuff, and it really upsets me even more that I get emails from mindless drones who call me anti-Semitic for exposing this. These people are enemies of the United States. They're not enemies of our politicians, obviously. They love getting their wallets fattened with generous contributions from IPAC, but they certainly are enemies of this country, enemies of we the people. And to be called anti-Semitic for exposing this makes me want to puke. Anyway, Kyle Cameron continues. He says, the first part of the investigation focuses on Israelis who say that they are art students from the University of Jerusalem and Basla Academy. They repeatedly made contact with U.S. government personnel, the report says, by saying they wanted to sell cheap art or handiwork. Oh, yeah, whatever. Some of them were also part of a moving company, like the ones dancing across the bay there, cheering the towers burning. Documents say, quote, Cameron continues, targeted and penetrated military bases. They targeted military bases, folks. Unbelievable. Again, this is an act of war. Espionage. Sabotage, whatever. Spying. And yet, they're our number one ally. No other country could be allowed to do this, certainly not an Arab country. Israel does it, and, oh, hey, no problem, boys. Thank you for spying on us. Have a good day. Anything else you want to know? Here is our top secret file cabinet. The DEA, oh, and by the way, just in case you sleazebags in Washington think that Israel is your friend, too, because they fatten your wallet, where do you think they got that money from? They stole it from U.S. citizens in the first place. Once they have amassed enough power and enough weapons that they were able to amass because of money we gave them free that they never paid back, and weapons that we gave them free, and weapons technology, they're going to use it against us, you stupid fools. Your life's going to be in danger eventually, at the hand of these scoundrels that you're selling us out to, you numbskulls, you mindless dopes. Anyways, Cameron continues, the DEA, FBI, and dozens of government facilities, and even secret offices and unlisted private... Great, I'm getting an error message. Hope that's not going to cut me off of Skype. Oh, isn't that peachy? I'm sure Homeland Security has nothing to do with that. No, it's probably IPAC. Anyway, now I lost my place. They repeatedly made contact with U.S. government personnel, the report says, by saying that they were art students. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Documents say that they targeted and penetrated military bases, the DEA, FBI, and dozens of government facilities, and even secret offices and unlisted private homes of law enforcement and intelligence personnel. The majority of those questioned stated that they served in military intelligence, electronic surveillance, intercept, and or explosive ordnance units. Did you catch this? They're spying on homes of government personnel, not just government facilities. Of course, because they want to find dirt on these people so they can later use it against them. Unbelievable. All right, guys, going to go another short break. I'll finish with this quote when we get back. Interesting stuff.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking who to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We're laying it on the line. We're talking anti-Semitism. Oh, shut up. I just have to say, shut up. It's not anti-Semitism to protest this monstrously evil, corrupt, tyrannical government in the Middle East that wants to dominate the whole world, and they're using our tax dollars and our soldiers' lives to do it. If that's anti-Semitic, then okay, fine. I am. Call it whatever you want. But I happen to have a lot of Jewish friends who know that their government is evil, who know that the Zionist movement is evil. I guess they're anti-Semitic too, you dimwits. This government, guys, is an abomination, and it is responsible for the overwhelming bulk of the problems in the world. It really is. The Zionists control the banking system. They invented the income tax system. Heck, their beloved hero, Mr. Karl Marx, drafted up the whole Communist Manifesto, or at least he was instrumental in it. He was a plagiarist is what he was. But, I mean, he brought the thing into the forefront, who popularized the whole concept. And it is, in fact, from the Communist Manifesto that we get our income tax, that we get our central banking system ideas from. So you look at it that way, no matter how you look at it. Not only have the central banks of the world been created and continue to be run by Zionists, but the whole concept was invented by, and you know, I read from the pages of Zionist publications last week, like Encyclopedia Judaica, or as I like to say, Encyclopedia Zionica, where they boast that it was Jewish, i.e., in this case, Zionist minds, brains that came up with the idea of socialism, communism, and that they intend to implement it all around the world. That's exactly what they're doing. Anyway, Cameron continues on here in his report. He says, why would Israelis spy in and on the United States? A General Accounting Office investigation referred to Israel as Country A and said, quote, according to a U.S. intelligence agency, the government of Country A, isn't that interesting? They don't want to come out and name it. Give me a break. The government of Country A conducts the most aggressive espionage operations against the U.S. of any U.S. ally. Unbelievable. The question is, why do they call any of these countries allies if they're engaged in freaking espionage? I'd like to know who these other countries are that are engaging in espionage, by the way, that are supposed to be our allies. Who are they, other than Israel? I don't know of any others. Anybody else know? Call me and tell me. I'd like to know. Anyway, it goes on. A defense intelligence report said Israel has a voracious appetite for information and said, quote, the Israelis are motivated by strong survival instincts. Survival? Strong survival instincts, which dictate every possible facet of their political and economical policies. It aggressively collects military and industrial technology, and the U.S. is a high priority target. Unbelievable. But they're still our friends! They're our allies. And you're anti-Semitic if you speak against them. All right, guys, we'll be right back with some more anti-Semitic ramblings after these messages.
It's true.